I'm Joana Afonso. Here I'm talking about some techniques or working methods in comics and illustration. And yeah, I'm a bit of a black sheep here because I'm not talking about properly games. But it's art, so it's kind of a part of it. For you to know me a little bit better. As I said, I work in illustration, comics, and I also teach in Faculdade de Belas Artes. As a child, I didn't have much how can I say it? Much support that said, okay, Joana, you will go to arts and it's going to be fine. But well, when I was a child, I watched the cartoons all the time, like the Dragon Ball and whatsoever. And I was drawing all the time. So, and I am a bit antisocial, so it's a combo, and this result like this. Okay, sorry if my English is perfect. It's a little bit Zezé Camarinha. I'm really trying. Let's start. For the first example, I will show you one work I made three years ago, I think, for a company here in Portugal, Max Matt. It's a bricolage, I don't know how to say it in English.
Bricolage.
Bricolage, okay. and they tell me, oh, you must create a couple like the Incredibles, but in Portugal. The result, as you may see, it's these two characters, and in animation, in this, okay, it's a brand, it's a cute characters, but it's a brand. So when did it started? When the people made the briefing, I started to do all kinds of these things. Okay, Portuguese, like a man who, like, lazy, but still really good port or something like that. And I started to do like this, but I will have him fun. So big mustache and the belly and all of that. But it's not that that they want. So those were more advanced sketches. The man was really, it was pretty easy to get. They were like, oh, it's Mr. Incredible, but from Portugal, and brown hair and something like that. Okay, and I did that, but the woman was a pretty hard travel. So this woman is the first one, but they don't like it. These were some expressions for these characters, and this is for one day. I think it was one day I went to the agency, and they tell me I was doing females, and they were just like, okay, let's put the legs a little bit wider, and the breasts, or they don't, the thing here is they don't know what they really wanted, so it's a little bit complicated. But at that, at one point, we started this agreement. So the man was pretty close, or it's there. This was my final woman, but yet at the end they were changing a little bit in the 3D. So this is character studies and hairstyles, so they can choose.
Can I ask something?
At the end, please. And afterwards they asking me some scenario. So this is one type, this is another one, and this is the most close to the final one that came to the first animation, the publicity of these characters. So this was the first project I want to show you. This project, it's more how can I say, more for me, but it was for the college at the time. So I here to show you some character studies and how can layout studies for the pages and everything like that were made. So this is the final book, a handmade book. This is a prototype. This there was two main characters. Joseph, it's very shy, and there was a lot of studies. But one thing is clear. When I did this character, I had to have in mind the other one, the opposite one, that was this one. They had to be really different. So one thing I think about, okay, Joseph would be round and more fluid, and Francisca may have more thick lines, like the, I don't know how to say, cachecol.
Scarf.
Okay, thanks. Like the scarf and the clothes, and have a really mean look. So this is a close-up. Normally I sketch a lot in the early part of the process. I sketch a lot of characters, possibilities, and it's a mess. So maybe just me, I can understand what's going on here, but it's like refreshing the mind. My mind is pretty mess, but it's okay. Now it's here it is more clear. I had to do layouts for the final art book, so I have to see where I put the text, where I put the illustrations. So I do this kind of a map to see what I'm doing next. So it's a kind of a process. And here is the two, it's a final illustration. That is the two characters side by side. So you can see the nose, it's completely different. The scarf, even the posture, it's completely different. Those are some illustrations. And there's another one. So poor guy, it's Francisca do whatever she wants to him and he likes. It's the story. And it's a closer look to the final project. In illustration, this is another concept. The other one is kind of cute concept of round faces, but this was a challenge were made 1 month ago. That the Bruno Caetano talked to me to do a wedding go or a creature
illustration for Sustos de Sexta. If you want to, there is exhibition in São João, in Lisbon, in the cinema. You can go there. So, that's the start. Okay, this is a final illustration, a close-up. There is a Wendigo, a creature doing bad things to that body over there. So when this started, first I had to choose, okay, how can I represent Wendigo? There is a lot of Wendigo representation. So I like more this. And I do a lot of tiny drawings as layouts. And here, what did I do? One thing in illustration that we must be aware, it's the proportions in the composition when you put the main character or whatever. When I did this layout, I wanted the proportions wanted to be like that. So, if I transport this to a wide sheet of paper, this is a drawing like this. So, if I want to draw it bigger, maybe I will lose the proportions and a bit of the composition. So, I transport this to the Photoshop, to the sheet of paper I wanted to work. And then I started to draw on it. And then there was a lot of questions. The main character, it's in the center, but there's the trees in the going left, but it's the composition isn't right yet. And then the colors and everything else should be should result. So the final result is this. The main illustration is there in the center, but the trees that at the start going to the right go to the left. So I don't have a pointer, but it's like building directions for the audience can see it. It's more dynamic and so on. Here, last year I was invited to do the image of the comics festival of Amadora, and it was all about creating a character that figures in the poster. So it's one of the applications, and then it started with a wide concept. So they tell me, oh, it's about the globalization and the information is really fast, and you go for it. You draw something. You draw. We just say things. You're okay, and I started to draw a lot of things like this one. Like the evolution of the press to every kind of things. I'm just having fun at this point. And like this, the whole process into the artist is working in the house like a monk, and then afterwards they have to release the work for everybody to see and say something. And it's another one. This was another one for many cultures and alentejanos, ali ao fundo, many kinds of cultures, people talking. And this was the drawing that they like most. It happens when I adopt a dog. So I try, oh, draw dogs is really fun. So let's do some kind of that. And then I drew this creature playing with a ball and something like that. And this and that layout resulted in this line work. And then was the problem of the colors. So when we talk about this kind of things that must have really power, when okay, I'm a walk in the street, but when I pass through this, I can say, okay, it's a creature, a strange creature with colors, and okay, that let me see again. So it's kind of tricky. So this was the line. This was the some studies, but was pretty vanished. Maybe not. Maybe people don't see much. So at the end, it result like this, more saturated, more colorful composition, and it result in this. So giant creature, odd creature in colorful colors. So in this one, like many other works that I do, I put a lot of work in the first time, like the characters, so and the layout studies that I'm showing you. This is, by the way, the book. Alberto, the main character, started like this, like an old man with bad hair, but somehow, at thinking about the character, okay, should be old, but not that old, should be boring, should be quite odd, so I continue to draw more Alberto. And this is another one. This has a ring, okay, a ring, a earring. It's close. So it's more like this, but it could be more fragile. So it's big, and maybe it could be like be another way to resolve this. So this is the main, the bigger drawing is it's the final Alberto. Okay, the eyes are really back, and it's really shy. Doesn't talk much like me, and it's like this. This is those were another characters. Like the other project of the two characters, the Alberto was the shy one, and the Dona Fernanda was the opposite, and the kid it's another story. This was some character in some line studies and color studies. More character studies, and this is how I do the comic before the pretty look of the comic. So I do the layout, the studies, what happens to the square at the beginning and at the end. So I when I have the pretty clear of idea of the story, I started to put the idea in this layout, so I can visualize the thing. So after this, I draw everything in blue, so it's easier when I scan it to erase the blue. I go to the channels and I check out the blue, and it's clean. It's just the final art, and it's easier. So this is a final page with all of that, the cleanup, the painting, the letters, and everything else. So this is quite the same. This is the cleanup, and this is the final version. So this is just about the same, but in another project. So the Living Wheel here, I have more character studies. I really dig into character studies. So there is an old man, as you see. And at the start, I 1 month, maybe I had time. And so I started to build the character, so make the expressions, so to speak. Will, it's this man, has always a boring and sad posture. So maybe when he laughs, maybe don't laugh so openly. Maybe he just laugh a bit. This is some landscapes, some scenario. Okay, more characters. For instance, Rich. It's pretty loud character. It's always laughing, so it must be more like this. And those were grumpy old couple. And it was 1 year after this project as a tricky thing. It's not made at once. It is divided by 7 issues, and I work in an issue or two in a year. So in the future year, I will do another one or something like that. So when I restarted, I have to see the characters again. So more character design and more new characters, old characters, and studies of expression and all kinds of stuff. And this is the most recent one, but yeah, it's all characters, as you can see. And this is a page with the blue and the ink work. So when I go to the Photoshop, I clean the blue, and it's not here. But it's just like the other one. So this is the color with letter, and another example. And with the covers, it's pretty much the same. It's a cover. It don't have squares. So I present here 2 kinds of work. Here I did the layout as always, like this, and go to the A3 paper and redesign all that, and it comes like this. And this one, I decided to go directly on PC, but I really wanted the original. So I am a pro to the digital and the everything else, but I really like to have the sheets of paper growing on my desk to see, okay, I'm working, and not to see, okay, 01 PSD, okay, it's a folder full of stuff, but I like to see all growing. I'm very material in that. So here, in the same problem that I had with Weddingo, I really wanted the sheet of paper that I were doing at this kind of composition. So I was, I don't think it's lazy, but I grab the A3 sheet of paper and I put in the Cintiq and I just drew the main lines and I drew all that. Okay. And it's done like this. Okay, and this is the last project that I'm showing you. It's a personal project that I'm doing because sometimes when you do a lot of projects and you are full of responsibilities and you say, no, I don't want to do that responsibilities now. I want to do another ones, and that came through my idea. Draw a mini comics of me and my dog. So it's quite amusing to me. Okay, it started like this. I was always doing layouts in my. In my books, and I'm not done anything with that. I'm just amusing myself. Oh, I like drawing dogs and squares and balls and everything else. But what can I do with this with it? So I think okay, the layouts are really detailed. So if I put this in the Photoshop and redesign all this. That was what happened. So this is one page and okay, another layout. And this was at this point I redefine things for the storytelling and everything else. So. Like this, and this, and this. Oh, damn. There was another one. So let's end with this. But one thing is clear when I work in comics. Or in illustration, maybe the time you spend in your work, in your personal works, they could be tiny, they could be bigger, but it's worth the time spent. Even in games, like we're in a game dev. So just do whatever you want and be pleased with it and have a good time and that's all. Thank you.